There will soon enter upon your world a despot. Number two, I call him, but many have named him, and the Book of Life refers to him as the Antichrist. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 17, quote, "And the Antichrist coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all wicked deception to those who are perishing, for they have not received the love of the truth that they might be saved. Therefore, God sends them a misleading influence that they may believe falsehood, that all may be judged who have not believed the truth, but have preferred wickedness. But we, brethren, beloved of God, are bound to give thanks always for you, because God has chosen you as first fruits unto salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of the truth. For this purpose he has called you by our preaching to gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold the teachings which you have learned, whether by word or by letter of ours. And may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has given us through grace everlasting consolation and good hope, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 6, 1992. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Our Lady is smiling. Oh, I only wish we could get a portrait of Our Lady as she's smiling now. You feel, the feeling is beyond human words to describe. She's so beautiful, and you feel so relaxed, as though you don't have a problem in the world. Our Lady has an aura about her, and I'm certain that this aura is also encircling many upon the ground. Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she's touching her fingers to her lips like this, which means to listen and repeat, "My child and my children, and especially you, my child Veronica, I brought you here this evening because I have a dire and urgent message for the world at this time. The Eternal Father, his hand is now getting ready for a chastisement upon mankind. I say this to you all, do not be afeard. For all who have remained faithful and true shall escape this punishment. My child and my children, as it was in the past, so it shall be. There are many now foul deeds being committed upon the earth that cry to heaven for retribution. The leaders of your country have lost their ways, my child and my children. They are now making sin a way of life. In my past, my own experiences, my child and my children, I went through great sorrow and saw this persecution set upon my son by the world. Now he is made to suffer anew, and I join him on his new cross. Yes, my child and my children, mankind is re-crucifying my son. They have forgotten. They have lost their way. My child and my children, the pages are turning fast in the apocalypse. Have you listened to my counsel in the past, my children? Are you making an effort to study the book of life and love, your Bible? There is not much time left. Many will be taken from the earth. I will not at this time, my child and my children, go into full detail. However, I want you to stretch the knowledge of Sodom and Gomorrah. You saw in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, its obliteration by fire and brimstone. Can you expect less of a trial, my children? You do not listen. You do not learn from your past. You are on the same road to perdition. The Eternal Father has watched with hope. And with his convictions now coming to the point of great knowledge to him, he finds that at this time many must be taken from the earth. Your word of homosexuality can be explained by the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Read in your Bibles or consult your clergy. Find yourselves, my children, a humble, pious clergy. Many have fallen away from the faith. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. And this, my children, I say of all denominations. Our lady is looking about her, and now she's taking, it's very sad. She's taking the coverlet around her shoulders, the cape, and she's wiping her eyes. Now, I can see Our Lady is struggling very hard for composure. This is very hard upon her. Now she's looking at me, and her eyes are going right into my eyes. My child, you must bring all past messages to the fore. Soon you will be unable to deliver them upon the ground. Therefore, I ask that not one shred of paper be discarded, for it will be needed. My child and my children, your children are leading lives without direction or knowledge of eternal life in heaven. Sin has become a way of life in your country and many countries of the world. Little children led astray by their elders. My child and thy children. You will continue to pray for your vicar in Rome, Pope John Paul II. At this very moment, there is now being held a conference in secret to the world for his extermination, and to place upon the seat of Peter the despot. Yes, my child, you've heard that word before, the despot. I say it for reason. You will continue to pray a vigil of prayer for the clergy of the world. Darkness has descended upon my son's churches upon earth. Whatever shall become of you all in the chaos that is fast coming to your country and other nations of the world, there will soon enter upon your world a despot, number two, I call him, that many have named him, and the book of life refers to him as the Antichrist. Yes, my children, you will recognize him by his deeds. Many will sell their souls to him to get to the head. But all that is rotten will fall eventually. No matter what the struggle to keep the light in your country and the world, you will go forward as soldiers of light, carrying your banner, faithful and true, in the face of adversity.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. We found a tremendous book titled Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic. David Currie was raised in a devout Christian family whose father was a fundamentalist preacher, and both parents taught at Moody Bible Institute. This book was written as an explanation to his fundamental and evangelical friends and family about why he became a Roman Catholic. Currie presents a very lucid, systematic, and intelligible account for the reasons of his conversion to the Roman Catholic Church. He gives detailed discussion of important theological and doctrinal beliefs Catholics and evangelicals hold in common, as well as key doctrines that separate us, particularly the Most Blessed Sacrament, the Pope, and Our Lady. If you have non-Catholic spouse, relative, or friend, this book will help them to understand the Roman Catholic Church and help you to understand the Protestant Church. I have personally read this book, and it is absolutely fantastic. This extraordinary book, titled Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic, costs $16.50, which includes shipping and handling. You can order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call our toll-free number during the week, 1-800-333-2046. The title of the book, Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic, for $16.50. We have another tremendous book available titled Stocking Up Number 3. We came across this fantastic book on food storage. We use it ourselves. It's titled Stocking Up 3 by Rodale Press. This book is the Bible on home food storage. It is American classic and is the most popular book on food preservation. It is completely revised and contains the latest in advanced home storage techniques. It has complete step-by-step instructions for freezing, canning, drying, root cellaring, and preparing for storage just about every food imaginable. It has tips for quick and easy home food preservation. It has 627 pages. Over 1,200,000 copies of previous editions have been sold. Stocking up 3 is available for $25 plus $6 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. In the past week, the holy hours before the Blessed Sacrament grew by 364 hours for a grand total of 19,864 hours. This is wonderful. Wouldn't it be wonderful if this number grew to 100,000? If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition ever to occur in the history of the world. I also ask that you pray that the miraculous spring at St. Robert Bellarmine Church, prophesied by Our Lady, will occur very soon. At your holy hours, will you also pray that we will have many generous donors to support Our Lady's prophecies on These Last Days radio program. We have a chartered bus leaving for Bayside on September 26, leaving Grand Rapids at 4 p.m., arriving at Lansing at 5:15, and then we will be at 7:30 in Detroit and 8:30 in Toledo. If you would like to go to one of these prayer vigils, just call us at 616-698-6448 or use our toll-free number 1-800-333-2046. The cost is $172 for a room and board. Please write us or call us for complete information. On September 14, 1985, Our Lady said, quote, "Like a thief in the night, the chastisement shall come upon you. Are you ready, my children? Have you read and reread the messages from heaven given from the years that go back to 1970? On December 7, 1978, our Lord said, quote, "You must read and reread the counsel of my mother given in the past. Like a puzzle, many of you seek the answer. All will fall into place in time." Unquote. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the messages, this radio program, miraculous pictures, and much more. Again, we're on the internet at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. Our Lady of the Roses messages and this radio program are under great attack. I ask that you make a holy hour each day until this is stopped. Also, I ask that you send as much financial support as you can to keep Our Lady's messages on this station. On June 1, 1978, our Lord said, quote, "As disciples of the latter days, my children, much shall be asked of you, but I assure you all that you give in faith and charity shall be returned to you threefold." Unquote. You may use your MasterCard or Visa or American Express and call our toll-free number 1-800-333-2046 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The Bayside prophecies that you heard early in the program were given on October 6, 1992. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, at the vigil of August 14th, approximately 270 people were there. Now, let me see. My first testimony here is from Pennsylvania. Oh, just a minute. Oh, here it is. Dear Veronica, at the sight of you last night's vigil, I was moved to the verge of tears. I thought, what can a lowly worm like me, so weak, so inadequate, do to console you? Nothing more, I suppose, than to express my love for you and your chosen mission and to give my testimony to you for your files, fruit born from your mission. For approximately 10 years, I was a lapsed Catholic. I took part in almost every conceivable sin, including all kinds of sins of the flesh. I started to dabble in drugs during my regular visits to the flesh pots of New York City, where glorification of the body, slander and gossip, envy and contemptuousness was our only means of conversing. In addition to this, I was in psychotherapy for about 10 years with an analyst who not only denied the supernatural, but applauded these actions. Indeed, he felt that not only should I abandon the church and the sacraments, but I should rebel against our holy faith. As a result, I lapsed into blasphemy, calling our Lord names which are unprintable. Then I happened across the Bayside Messages. Sounds good, I said to myself. Let me go see what this is all about. Approximately 1 year ago, I left with some friends of mine to attend my first vigil. That night, it seemed we were not to make it there. It was raining. The muffler fell from the car, and I was saying the rosary in the car, and the rosary broke in my hands. Finally, when it seemed like we would have to return on this dark night, we suddenly found the ground. Although I felt that these were good people, and even was amazed that such people existed, I was skeptical. In fact, such horrible thoughts of flesh intruded my mind. I believe if it were not for these good people who held me there, I would have fled the ground. Then my battle began. My analyst disapproved of my attending these vigils and was insistent on this point. Yet, the attractions to the grounds remained too great for me. I had to go against his wishes. After who knows how many days of this disquiet, or perhaps even weeks, I finally said to myself, if I yield to anyone, it will be to the Blessed Mother, but yield I must to stop this disquiet. So it was that I went to church and made a sincere confession and returned to the sacraments. The Blessed Mother changed all my friends. In fact, she made me lose those friends who applauded my reprobate life before my first confession. Do with the letter what you will. As for the grace of Mary, I say to Jesus, do with me what you will for your greater glory, but only keep your dear mother close to me. I cannot make it without her. Another sign. Now, I have another one here, and this party here is from Smithtown. Dear Veronica, dear Workers, this is a testimonial of a great miracle from Our Lady of the Roses. My brother Artie recently went through a horrible ordeal with his marriage. He became severely depressed. He tried to commit suicide, a death attack from Satan by drinking poison, a pint of methyl alcohol. My mother found him and got him to the hospital. I spent the night at home saying a vigil of rosaries for him. I prayed with friends from the shrine. He was blessed daily with the blessed rose bell from Our Lady of the Roses. It was also at his side. My sister called for the priest, and he was given the last rites. The doctors didn't give much hope, and they said if by any chance he were to survive, he would at least definitely be blind. After many prayers and novenas, my brother was totally cured physically. There was absolutely no trace of physical damage whatsoever. However, his mental and spiritual state was very, very poor at this point. He would not keep any of the sacramentals on him. It was just an indication to us that more prayers were needed. He refused to eat, as he said it was painful. It was just an indication to us that more prayers weren't needed. He refused to eat. He was fed through the nose. He had no will to live, and he was down to 116 pounds from his normal 140 pounds. One day he seemed to have a great improvement overnight. He then accepted the sacramentals. He is doing fabulously right now. We have to add that on the eve of St. Joseph, his patron saint, he was told by the nurse that his case was a miracle. He had taken in 6 times the amount of poison in his blood than the fatal amount. He is the only person nationwide to have ever survived with that amount of poison in his body. His case was documented in the American Medical Journal as a medical miracle, but it is a miracle through Our Lady of the Roses. And that is signed, and that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and financial support to help us continue Our Lady's prophecies on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.